Thank you and good morning. A Coast Guard helicopter from Air Station Humboldt Bay rescued a crewman from the fishing vessel Northern Lights on Saturday night at just after 8 o'clock after the 48-year-old man suffered a head injury. The captain of the Northern Lights called for assistance after the crewman had been hit by a steel cable and they were unable to stop the bleeding. It took the helicopter crew, pilot Tom Bo Jones, co-pilot Scott Swan, flight mechanic Matt Lawrence, and rescue swimmer Adam Carr, an hour to reach the location of the Northern Lights, 12 miles west of Point Arena. Carr was lowered down onto the deck of the boat, and he secured the victim, who was lifted to the helicopter, followed by Carr. The helicopter then landed at the Ukiah Airport, and the injured man was taken to the hospital and later transported by ambulance to Santa Rosa for treatment of a fractured skull. Crab fishermen can start dropping pots off the Oregon coast beginning January 1st, and they can begin to pull those pots in on the 4th, but news for the California crab season remains bleak. Testing done on crab at ports up and down the California coast still show high levels of domoic acid, the toxin that has led to the current suspension of crab fishing in California. In order for the crab fishing ban to be lifted in California, two consecutive clean tests must be done, meaning that the acid level is below FDA requirements and the crab are safe for human consumption. Three tests done in Oregon have come in clean, and that means crab fishing just to the north of us begins next week. Fortuna police responded to a business in the 1300 block of Main Street last Wednesday night after receiving a call from an employee who was concerned something suspicious was going on. When officers entered the business, they smelled the odor of popcorn and found Tyrone Jones getting up from a couch. It appeared Jones had just woken up. There was an empty can of soda and an empty bag of popcorn at Jones's feet. Officers also found two bags that contained suspected stolen computer equipment and other items, including a laptop and six checkbooks belonging to employees. Jones was arrested and booked for burglary and possession of stolen property. The sheriff's office continues its search for 37-year-old Delina Sovereign, who was wanted in connection with an assault and robbery at Herrick Avenue and Elk River Road last week. Delina and Shane Sovereign are suspected of assaulting an acquaintance with bear spray and robbing her of personal possessions last Wednesday. Shane Sovereign was located and arrested for his alleged role, but Delina Sovereign remains at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. For the first time in more than a week, the National Weather Service webpage is in a collection of hazardous weather warnings. No warnings for high surf or high winds, hail, or heavy rain. There stands a chance we'll even see some sunshine this week. Not a bad change from a December that has seen more than 13 inches of rain. The hard freeze over the weekend did necessitate the opening of emergency weather shelters across the county, however, as temperatures along the coast dropped to well below freezing. The Pacific Gas and Electric Power outage map this morning shows just under 500 customers in Hoopa without power. The rest of the map for the region is clear. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors takes a scheduled two-week break during the Christmas and New Year holidays each year, and for those whose day jobs stretch into nighttime meetings of boards and commissions and committees, it's a welcome respite. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said that the two-week holiday break is needed. It gives him and other board members a chance to take stock of the year gone past, as well as to take a break from a job that can seem a nonstop stream of emails, phone calls, and constituent questions.
I think both. I was telling someone the other day, I was like, it's time to take a little breather and turn the email and the phone off and recharge the batteries. It's, I think you can get away with it for about a week.
Sundberg said that he still cheats, even when he's promised to turn off the phone and the tablet and the computer. They're all connected to each other anyway.
Most of the time when I do stuff, I have my office phone forged to my cell phone, and then I have my emails that I can get on my phone and my iPad. But every once in a while, you just have to turn it all off, and that's what I plan on doing. I'm going to hang out with my family and enjoy the time with them and recharge my batteries a little bit, and as soon as I get back, I'll be raring to go.
Sundberg said that the job is challenging and ever-changing, and that it can be difficult to shut down and step away, but that's what the two-week holiday break is for. You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Ryan Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.